This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Today, my friends, we begin a series on the Psalms, where Jews and Christians alike find solace, hope, and comfort. In the Jewish Bible, the Psalms are part of what's called the Ketuvim, or the Writings. They are sacred Hebrew poems and songs believed to have been composed by King David, and they are full of powerful imagery, wisdom, and hope. We recite them in public and private worship. It's hard to describe the Psalms adequately. They are real, raw, uncontrived, and heartfelt. The psalmist sings praises to God's glory, cries out to him from the depths of his despair, mourns what he believes to be God's absence from his life, and even freely expresses his doubts and fears before God. The Psalms have helped me and millions of other people over the centuries to passionately experience and call out to God, both in good times and bad. They also give us insight into the character of God himself, who is portrayed as creator, sustainer, healer, and redeemer. The Psalms are a testimony of God's overwhelming power and sovereignty over the world, but also of his goodness and mercy. They assure us that he is worthy of our devotion and trust, and they provide comfort and hope at times of loneliness and despair. I invite you to read Psalms 1 and 19 to prepare for our next program.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Request the free booklet, Never Forget, Never Again, to find out what Christians can do to combat anti-Semitism. Just visit ifcj.ca/neverforget.